Good evening. I hope everyone is doing okay out there. I am Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight I would like to tell some stories, and I hope that you will enjoy them. We will start off tonight asking the question, who is Jesus? In chemistry, he turns water to wine. In biology, he was born without the normal conception. In physics, he disapproved the law of gravity when he ascended into heaven. In economics, he disapproved the law of diminishing return by feeding 5,000 men with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. In medicine, he cured the sick and the blind without administering a single dose of drug. In history, he is the beginning and the end. In government, he said that he shall be called Wondrous Counselor, Prince of Peace. In religion, he said no one comes to the Father except through him. So who is he? He is Jesus. Well, join me and let's celebrate him. He's worthy to be praised. Let us celebrate him this week and next week. Do you know that Jesus had no servant? Yet they call him master. He had no degree. Yet they called him teacher. He had no medicines, yet they call him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he lives today. I feel honored to serve him, such a leader who loves you and who loves us all. If you believe in Jesus Christ, God and Jesus Christ, his son, share this love this week with someone this week. Once again, who is Jesus? He is called Wondrous and a Mighty Counselor, Prince of Peace, a loving God. There's another story I'd like to read tonight. It's called The Secret. Well, one day, a friend asks another, how is it that you are always so happy? You have so much energy, and you never seem to get down. Do you have any friends like that? With her eyes smiling, she said, I know the secret. What secret is that? To which she replied, I'll tell you about it, but if you have to promise, you will share the secret with others. The secret is this. I have learned there is little I can do in my life that will make me truly happy. I must depend on God to make me happy and to meet my needs. When a need arises in your life, I have to trust God to supply according to his riches. I have learned most of the time I don't need half of what I think I do. He has never let me down. Since I learned that secret, I am happy. And when you love Jesus, you also have a peace of mind. It's too simple, but upon reflecting over her own life, she recalled how she thought a bigger house would make her happy, but it didn't. She thought a better paying job would make her happy, but it hadn't. But then she realized her greatest happiness was simply sitting on the floor with her grandchildren, playing games, eating pizza, or really reading a story, a simple gift from God. Now, you know it's true. We can't depend on people who make us happy. Only God, in his infinite wisdom, can do that. We must trust him. And now that you know the secret, I want you to share this week with someone else. You have to tell someone the secret too, that God in his wisdom will take care of you. But it's not only a secret, we just have to believe it and do it. Really trust God. I did, and I hope that you will too. You will share this secret with others this week. I would like to take this time to say a prayer. Oh God, I pray you open the door for everyone that is listening on the air tonight. Only you can open doors no man can close. For that is, we honor you today. Thank you for opening the door of health, life, strength, prosperity, wealth, and love. Thank you for closing the doors and hope that you will continue to close doors of death, sickness, weakness, despair, poverty, and bitterness. We love you today, Lord, and give you all the glory and all the praise. Let's seal this prayer right now. Amen. If you need God to open a door, pray this prayer and also share the love that God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart and you shall receive what God has for you. And this is something I also want you to remember throughout the week. To have God on your side doesn't mean sailing on a boat with no storm. It means having a boat that no storm can sink. Let me read that again. To have God on your side doesn't mean sailing on a boat with no storm. It means having a boat that no storm can sink. Well, let me give you an experience that happened last week. We had a real bad thunderstorm, and they indicated that they felt that there were tornadoes all over the city and other areas. And what happened in my area, it was very scary. I have a bedroom who had a skylight window where I can see outside. And whenever the storm comes, I can see the lightning flashing. And I also can see the my pine trees goes from one end to the other. You can see it moving back and forth. And I, what I do, I start praying. I said, Lord, please keep those trees standing. It got very scary where the lights were flickering, and I got on the floor, got my pillows and my blanket to run for it to have to, if I had to go downstairs. And that next morning, there was a pine tree that fell. And it felt, I heard something, but I wasn't sure what it was. But when I went to my car to go to work, there was a tree in my yard. Half of my neighbor tree fell, it split in two, half fell in her yard. I think it hit her deck, and the other half into my yard. God, through any type of storm, just like the comment I just made about he's on your side, and it doesn't mean that to sail on a boat with no storm. It means having a boat with no storm that can sink. That's God making sure that that boat won't sink. That tree could have came in the other part of my yard, which would have fell on my house. But that's God's way of protecting. I asked God to please keep those trees standing. He kept those tall ones standing. This one wasn't as tall as the others, but he will protect you with it in the storm, not just from a falling tree, but sometimes he protects us from a car hitting us. Sometimes we hesitate in getting the car and going places. Sometimes we run back in the house because we left something. Sometimes that's God delaying us from something, some sort of harm or danger. There's so many things that he protects us from. I heard a minister talked about he lost his wife from cancer a year ago. And he had a moment where he just kept on asking God, why me? Why are these things happening to me? Why are you letting these things happen to me? And he could, at the point, that particular point, he was really depressed and couldn't understand the feelings that he was dealing with and also why God had taken his wife away. Even though a minister, we have weak times. But he said God spoke to him and said, why not you? I protected you from so many different things. When you were driving down the expressway, I protected that other car from hitting you. You did not know. I protected your daughter from remember some of the things that he mentioned, that he protects your daughter from maybe getting pregnant, getting involved with a young man that particular night. He talks about personal things. I mean, things that we don't think of, that God has protected us. He protected us when there was someone trying to enter our home. Someone who was trying to snatch your purse, but something came up to cause him not to. There's so many things that God protects us from that we don't know. So he said, why not you? How many times have I protected you from other things? We seem to focus on just one thing that God may have allowed happen in our lives. But there are so many other things that God has protected us from. Just believe that just like things might be happening to you, just think about someone else. Something else is worth happening to someone else. If you hear other people's story, then it causes us to think how blessed we are. So just knowing that God loves us, just like he gave us up his only begotten son. I mean, just think this Easter and try to picture how Jesus was when he was on that cross, how much he suffered. Knowing that God allowed his son to come and suffer just to save our souls, save us from sin. So just knowing that God is with us always. When things are happening to you, just know there's someone else that is worse, something else worse is happening. So just knowing this week to show your love to someone else that we share the gift that God has given us. And the most important thing is our love. Do something special in the next few weeks for someone else, showing God the love that he is still in us that we can share with someone else. Let me do some more reading, and it's coming from my spiritual refreshment. Trust the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. That's coming from Proverbs 3:5. Teammates have to rely on one another to succeed in any endeavor. They have to have a certain level of confidence in one another and their ability to help them succeed. God trusts you enough to put you on his internal team. He has confidence in you because he knows that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He chooses you to stand alone with your team captain, Jesus, and go to the board for a win. Just knowing that Jesus is always there for you. He did rise and live again from that tomb. Anyone who trusts in God will never be put to shame. Romans 10:11. As you look back on the journey you have traveled, recall the time you placed hope and confidence in God. The outcome might not have been exactly as you imagined, but God is always faithful to bring you through. Hasn't he brought you through so far? He's put friends, family, and other associates in your life to get you through whatever you're going through. Just knowing that he wants us to be happy. Have any of you heard the new Kirk Franklin song, Smile? If you haven't and you have an opportunity, buy that CD. It is a beautiful CD. And that song about smiling in spite of it all. Smiling when you're going through, smile and praise him. That's what's important. God is always faithful to bring you through. Count each blessing he's given you along the way and consider them stepping stones to a higher level of trust. Whatever you are feeling today, you can rest assured that his blessing will never stop. He will never leave you or forsake you. You can rest assured that his blessing will never stop. He will walk it out with you every step of the way. As you walk along, just knowing that he's holding your hands and carrying you through whatever is in your way each and every day. Most of the time, we don't always, every day can be a happy one, but at times we do have moments and different things are happening in our lives. But when things happen, just believe that God is there. He'll get you through. Talk to him and believe in him. most of all, as you get stronger in faith and you can see yourself through, then reach out and help someone else. That will also encourage you to a blessing to someone else. And it will give you strength to move forward, knowing that God is there with you and He's helping you to help someone else. Just see the smile on someone's face when you share or do something special for them. It can be your daughter, your son, it can be a neighbor, a church member, and especially it can be a stranger. So just know, help someone else to smile and show the love of God that God has given you. And continue the next 2 weeks showing God how much you love Him by loving someone else and stretching out and helping someone else and whenever they may be going through. Does anyone out there would like to have a testimony tonight? You can come on the air and share any testimony on something that you have done for someone else that you know you have made that person smile, or you have encouraged them in some kind of way. I am sure you have many stories out there that you can share. Just knowing that it's so important to have a testimony. And when you share that testimony, it is so important. It's so amazing how there's just one person, if it can be 100 people out there you're talking to or express that testimony, if you only encourage one person, you're pleasing God. So just know, if you don't even decide to come on the air tonight, share your testimony with someone else, just knowing that you will be encouraging someone else. I'm sure you have a great testimony. I have many. I can sit here and talk all night about the great things that God has done. Even losing my husband, He showed me blessing. I have a great testimony to tell. Even though at the time it was sad, He showed me joy within that. He can show you joy in spite of the storm. Just know that. He can bring sunshine when there's darkness. So learn how to share. Give those testimonies, because I know you have many out there. Show that love. And continue to trust the Lord with all your heart, and don't depend on your own understanding. That's Proverbs 5:3. That's the true thing. Don't worry about it. You don't understand it. Just trust Him with all your heart. Because if you want understanding, just ask Him. He'll give you clarity. He gives them to me. Whenever I have a question about something, I ask Him. But I always tell Him now, you got to make it clear, God, because you got to like slap me in the face. That's the only way I know that what you're trying to tell me. You got to make it clear. And He does. He doesn't slap me in the face. I'm not really saying that literally to Him to slap me in the face. But I'm just saying that's how much I want Him to make sure it's, because sometimes the devil comes to you and make you think that that's what he told you. So, but he makes sure. And you know what he does too? He gives me confirmation. Once he gives me the answer, then he comes back with confirmation to let me know it's him that's speaking to me. So just knowing that you can talk to him just like you're talking to me. And be encouraged this week. And smile, like Kirk Franklin said. If you haven't gotten that CD, you need to go out and get it. Because it's a good thing to listen to when you're down and out. Because Kirk Franklin will definitely pick you up. You ever seen that little man sing and dance across the stage? He's something else. But just let you know that God is greater. And he loves you. And he has proven that to us when he gave his only begotten son, who suffered on that cross with us. I mean, cross for us. And I hope that you will have a blessed week. Be encouraged. Keep smiling. And share that love that God has given us. Share it with someone. Share your testimony, because I know you got a strong one out there. Be blessed. And tune in again next week from 11 to 11:30. And just knowing that the next chapter loves you too. And we will be praying for you. Whatever God has for you, no one else can take it away. Good night.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share
of love
abuse. Manipulated. And
its strength.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today, when I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because greatest.